Oh, that was beautiful. A week has gone by. Don't know how that happened, but it surely did. Okay. What's very exciting is that if you look around and you'll go, wow, I see a lot of new faces. A lot of new faces, which means most of you who are feeling like you are the only new kid on the block, well, you are in good company because most everybody here is the new kid on the block. And so, which, yay, thank you, Lord. God's doing a new work in our midst, which is so fun. And what happens when you're the new kid on the block is you think, oh my goodness, if I open my mouth, they're all going to know I'm the new kid on the block and I know nothing, right? Well, you know, whether you're the new kid on the block or the old kid on the block, you usually open your mouth and you feel like, oh, I should never have said that. So, and you always feel like you know nothing anyway. And that's just how it is in the Lord, because he's always growing us up and, you know, you're just always seeming to advance through stumbling through failures and faults. So you're in very good company with anybody around you. So tonight is obviously different. Next week we will go back to a regular schedule when we will go over Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. And if you were to average that out over 7 days, I think that's like 2.2 scriptures per day. So I think that's somewhat doable. Even if you didn't even do your lesson, you could read those 2.2 scriptures. So, but just as an encouragement, if all that you did was one question, a day, you know, God will bless that. If you decide to do the whole lesson, God will bless that. And that's the end of my homework thing, because I'm sure the leaders will be encouraging you in your homework as well. But the main thing is you just show up and get blessed. So if that's all you can give is yourself, dragging yourself here because it's been a horrible day and a horrible week and everything is going wrong in your life, you'll be blessed here tonight, right? The Holy Spirit is not limited by what you do or don't do in your lesson. He is going to minister to you because that's the heart of our God. He wants to minister to you, and especially he wants to pull you out of those places where we so easily sink into, right? So tonight's a little different. You're going to get a lot more group time, but before we go into group time, I just wanted to go over a few things, and we'll just see what God has. Sometimes we just don't know exactly what God's going to do in our midst right here, but if you were not contacted this week, but you were here last week and you signed up, just attribute that to imperfect leadership. So you're getting a good clue of all of us here. So it's not you. I know what we can start doing is, oh my goodness, somebody didn't like me, or oh my, this is a sign from God. No, it just means your leader needs grace. So. And there you go. Also, something else, you might think, oh, I missed last week, or I'm not going to be able to come for a month. You may have signed up last week, and that's great, but if you didn't, or you think, I don't want to sign up yet because I'm not sure how long I'll be coming, you just sign up, and you can just come whenever you want. And if you go, I can only be here for a month, should I not, you know, sign up or whatever, you know, you can drop out, you can come back in. So it's not, I know some people think, well, I didn't start at the beginning of the year. Well, that's sort of like saying, well, I didn't start my Christianity at age 20 or something and you're 80. You know what? It is like its door is always open to you. And if you have to quit and you come back, that's okay too. So just wanted to let you, especially you'll have a friend and they'll be going, oh, but you started. Well, no, it's not like that. You know, you can start with God. You can start anytime and in Bible study anytime. Also, newcomers, when we get to that time, because I tend to forget everything, that long table over there, you'll congregate over at that long table and we will put you into a new group tonight. Also, somebody inquired about Christmas. And in one sense, it seems very distant when it's only September 29th, but Christmas will be here before we know it. And Evening Joyful Life hosts what is called the annual Women's Christmas Luncheon. And it is at a hotel, and it's a wonderful outreach to bring people who've not heard the gospel, who just need that little hook in, and Christmas is the best opportunity to hook somebody into hearing the gospel and just hearing again what Christmas is really about. So this year, the date is Saturday, December 12th, and it will be at the Sheraton in Garden Grove on Harbor Boulevard. The main thing is that you know it's December 12th. So It is open to the whole church, but we especially want to give the ladies on Tuesday evenings the opportunity, especially because we don't have as big a ballroom this year. I'll say last year we had 450 ladies and the size of our ballroom, and we sold out 2 weeks ahead. So this year the ballroom only holds about 350. So we would especially want to give you the opportunity to bring your friends and loved ones. So, and if you've never been, it is one of the most beautiful places to just be ministered to by the Lord. The decorations are lovely. We always have wonderful speakers. And what else would we want to say about it? Food is usually good. So we're pretty safe with the food, too. And it's very affordable. I believe this year it'll be anywhere from $20 to $22. And the Sheraton was kind enough to give us free parking. So, yes, Daisy, I ended up back at the Sheraton. Daisy was very helpful with us. So, and Daisy works at the Hilton in the catering. So there you go. If anybody needs a contact, there's Daisy over at the Hilton in the catering department. And she's a great resource. Also, there were some ladies who had signed up during the summer on these cards, which are Friday morning registration cards. So if hopefully you signed up on the other cards last week. So you may not have gotten a call if you didn't sign up on the last week's registration cards and you only have these. So there are about four or five ladies. So I just wanted to make sure that you're loved as well. So, okay, I think that's enough for business. Oh, and Knopf. And I think, Kelly, you have the microphone, right? Kelly. Great. Okay, and Knopf, where are you? Ann Knopf is over here. Would you stand a moment? I'm so sorry. See? Okay, I know she is so beautiful. Okay, Ann, would you want to share this? If there's a one-day conference, Saturday, October 10th, nearby. Would you want to share about it and give the website?
Yes.
And Ann is the prayer chairman for it. So.
Okay, so it's called the True Heart of Business Conference. And it's so exciting because it's going to be in the Lido Theater, and they're expecting around 700 women, because Lisa Harper from Women of Faith is going to be speaking, and Shannon Gailton as well. I'm a little nervous. I wasn't expecting to be up here talking. Anyway, that's on Saturday, October 7th, and Saturday, October 10th. And we're going to have a prayer team. We're going to be praying for these women. We're going to be praying for you if you attend. Yes. Saturday, October 10th is the day that the speakers will be speaking. And the 9th is when they're going to have like an introduction. Oh, my goodness, I'm shaking. Okay, I think I've said enough because I'm scared.
Yeah, but she can stand up here and give a prophecy from the Lord like it's nothing. Too fun. See, we're very imperfect. Okay, talk about F's. We were talking about F's in leaders' meeting before we came in here. And so here's our little quickie devotional, which is that the enemy wants to remind you of your faults, your failings, and fears. Right? You're walking in here and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I am so should not be in the midst of these godly women because I was just the biggest, nastiest person all day with, you know, whoever, right? Or your mother or your husband, right? And the enemy's saying, really, you shouldn't be in there. So, God, though, wants to point out your friend in Christ, your freedom in Christ, of course, your forgiveness, your future. Oh my goodness. And then your faith. And then we come here especially for fellowship. So, again, just remember who points out your fears, failings, and faults, because those are not the Lord. He is so loving. And again, that's what Romans is about, is grace. And what does he pour forth to us? Which is grace. Okay, so before we go into our groups, we will have one last song, but since most of you are new, and you probably have a little like, so I thought, how do we kind of get you comfortable? Well, one of the ways we help you to feel comfortable is that you understand who your leader is. So with that microphone, I'm going to ask them, some of them, questions. So you know, just and they don't know this either. This is new. See now?
Sorry. So the first question is, in fact, with Kelly, who has the microphone in her hand, who did not expect to be getting a question. And the question for Kelly is the assistant to Jackie, and many times Jackie can't always make it, so then Kelly, they're like co-leaders, so we'll call them co-leaders. But Kelly, when you first came to this women's study, what were your thoughts? Were you excited? Were you afraid? Were you going, what am I doing?
That was a long time ago. It was a little daunting for me because I was coming to an evening study that I'd never been in Joyful Life. My mom had been in Joyful Life on Friday mornings. In fact, Jackie was her leader. But I hadn't been in a study like this before. I was fortunate to have a really strong leader to begin with. But I did drop out, too. And I dropped out for a while, and then I came back. And, you know, it was like I hadn't really missed anything because I didn't get any nasty looks or where have you been or anything like that. My leader just welcomed me back with open arms. And, in fact, I think I did that for 2 years. And now you guys are stuck with me, so there you go.
Yeah. And what Kelly does, too, she also does all of the hostess things. So she's such an amazing servant. When we have food and drinks, she's always the one who's getting that together. She's a closet baker. She does amazing baking and cooking. She loves to do that. So, okay. My next question is going to be for Karen. Now, Karen, the reason, Karen Riley, she'll stand up. I'm sorry. And Kelly will bring the, Karen is our oldest leader.
She's been around a long time, but that wasn't. That, come on.
She oldest and wisest.
Oh, no. Sorry. Can't. No, I am the oldest, but we won't talk about that.
And I want to tell you her age because it's so amazing, but I don't know if she'd like that. Can I tell them your age? Because
sure.
It's such, you know what it does? It's like bragging on what God... It brags on what God can do in our lives. Karen is 73. See?
Not quite. In November, I'll be 73.
Oh, well, there you go.
Anna, what can I say?
So what does the Psalm say about renewing our youth?
What does
you would
say?
Know that. What does it say?
Oh, I'm blank right now. But, I just know that when the Lord comes into your life and gives you new life, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's what he does on the inside. And that's what I love about him. He loves us no matter, you know, what's going on in our lives, no matter how we fail, no matter, you know, whatever. He just loves us, and he makes this life so incredible. So incredible. I'm so excited to see so many of you. Oh my gosh, wow, this is great.
Thank you. So sweet. Oh. Now we also have, I'm going to ask Evelyn to stand. And Evelyn has taken a step of faith this year. She has what is called the Teenster Group, which are the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Am I about right there? And so she stepped out of her comfort zone. And I'm just going to ask you to share what's on your heart.
Fear?
I'll keep going. Here's Evelyn. Evelyn's mother, when she was 11 years old, she became motherless. And here she is now becoming this sweet, like, spiritual mother to these young ones about that age, give or take a couple years. But she had a heart for these young ones last year when mothers would bring them into the groups. And as it turns out, there was really nobody who stepped up or stepped in. And so it's Evelyn. And that's what happens, you know. Many times you're thinking it's going to be somebody else
who's going to step up and step in, right? And the next thing you know, it's you. And God will always meet you. Is that right, Evelyn?
That's right.
So but would you share how God has given you a group of how many gals now?
Well, these two are not registered yet. So that's 11. So I was always involved in children's ministry because I had little ones. And probably a couple years ago, I saw my oldest, Gio, growing up, 13 years old. And the parties, instead of being family parties and piñatas and all of that, it was just like girls' groups and sleepovers and spa, little dates and things like that. And just from hearing their conversations and seeing how these little ones, as much as they have a mom and dad, there's a hole that even though they have their world complete, they still need the Lord to be number one. And the reason that I came to know the Lord at the age of 13 was because I didn't have a mother. So I was pretty much on the bottom. But the beautiful thing is that here in Joyful Life, you will develop really awesome friendships. Friendships that will sustain you through rough seasons, because we all will go through rough seasons. And my girlfriends, which some of them are here, are the ones who have sustained me, either in prayer or just thinking about me, or just texting me, or just random things that you know you're not alone. You overcome and you see those friendships, and those are treasures that we cannot trade for anything. And it'll just make us walk with the Lord better, stronger, sweeter, and we can just dance together in victory because we have overcome. So just that vision of seeing these little young ones developing that friendship. If I mess up so much and they can learn something from me, or how beautiful it is to, one of the scriptures that came to mind in making this group was Titus 2:7, that the older woman would teach the younger ones how to love their husbands. Yeah, they're not married, but they how to love their parents, how to honor them from somebody who grew up without a parent. So our vision for this group will be that they'll just grow in a strong bond of love for one another, not being slanderers, but lift up one another. Pray for one another. I think that's the most beautiful things when you hear your children praying. But imagine these little girlfriends praying for one another. So if you know any girl in early teens, 13, 14, 15, 16, they're welcome to this group. And they'll gain more sisters. And hopefully the Lord, I know He will do a beautiful work in them. So thank you.
Oh, please. In the interest of time, you will get to share so much more in your groups, just of yourselves and just of each other. There's nothing so exciting as to see the beautiful body of Christ. And then your leader will be there in anyway. So we're going to have one last song before you're dismissed to your groups. So if Carolyn and Lydia would come up. Do you have one last song? Okay, good. And then if you would all stand for the last song. And then we'll get you moving.